We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, we roll along each and every day on this show, or at least 5 days a week. And sometimes don't stop to pay attention to some of the hardships that people are facing right now with the flooding, Tornado Alley up and rolling. We hope that people can be careful and stay tuned for information on the ever-changing weather. There's some, you live in this part of the country, you know that this is coming, but it doesn't make it any more or any less anxious. So people really need to take care out there today, Jacob.
Yeah, it's going to be bad. We hopefully, for folks in our area, that we have avoided the severe part of this storm, but there still is a severe part of this storm. So on the anniversary of the Moore, Oklahoma tornado, that area is in a little danger again today. So, you know, whatever you want to do to feel for them, do it. But the flooding is going to be a big concern here. I mean, Bruce, it's basically going to rain for 24 hours, and we just aren't ready for it.
I can't remember such a floody season for South Central Kansas. My goodness.
And I don't know what today will bring, except if you look at the radars, it just kind of has it over us all day, and we just haven't had enough time since the last one. I mean, I don't know if you've seen some of the video, Bruce.
Oh,
there was water coming over the turnpike a week or two.
Unbelievable.
Weeks ago. So we're right there again. So let's hope and just stay vigilant. And again, with these, it's always just stay prepared. We can deal with loss of stuff. Just stay prepared for loss of people.
I was really touched as a dog person, as a pet person, was really touched and saddened to hear that really one of the great members of the Eyewitness News family team, Millie, passed away. I feel so badly for Ross and his loss. Millie was such a staple around that station.
She was the biggest celebrity at the station.
Oh, no question.
And that's really a wonder. To me, it's like a wonderful representation of not taking yourself too seriously.
Isn't that the truth?
I came in 2014, so Millie was already well established for a long time. You were probably right in the middle of the beginning of it. But
sure.
You know, and Ross told the story several times of she just happened to be in and was caught on camera one time, and we didn't know what would happen. Like, concern a little bit from management, because you know as well as I do, Bruce, in this business, there, that could have not gone the way of, we'll take Millie being a part of the team. Like, no.
Right.
So that took some guts to do that. And as soon as I walked in the door, saw Millie, and thought about it for 1 second, I thought, what an awesome idea.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, and for if you're around it, like, it can get so dadgum stressful in the job just because of the things that you have to cover, or because it's heartbreaking, or because we're in a time like today where there's severe weather or something where it's just on edge, high octane intensity stuff, where having a dog sneak under your desk and scare the crap out of you because she's looking around for treats is like a nice,
It did
so much for the psyche of the newsroom, let alone all the viewers at the same time. I mean, you go to the fair was the Millie show. It wasn't nobody cared about any of us. Like, it was
They wanted the paw print, period.
And what a great dog, and a special kind of dog to be able to hang out in the newsroom and be behaved all the time. It was a great thing to be a part of, and a very sad thing, and you can't imagine, I'm sure you can't imagine, but maybe folks out there can't imagine the outpouring from people and viewers and everybody else that they just, that's a big part of the experience for them too. And she was a good girl. She was a good girl.
Really was. Absolutely a great girl. So sorry about her passing. But be careful out there. Tom, who's always out on the byways of Kansas, probably can give us a pretty good scouting report on the ground. He joins us right now during the on the Twin Peaks hotline. What do you got out there for us today, Tom?
Well, I have a friend that is a hail expert. Dinner, you know, he told us us Friday that if you have a car, you better have full coverage insurance on the day. My brother called. They will not let you insure your car until tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh, really?
They won't let you go to full coverage until tomorrow. So they must be expecting hail today.
Oh, they are. They for sure are. And I don't know how much. It's all about those lines. And the flooding. I mean, in reality, flooding will probably be, for us, for everybody that's listening terrestrially, for on us anyway, flooding is going to be the big concern. Hail will still be a concern, though, and that in the tornadoes, it just looks like the tornadoes are a little further south, but the flooding is going to be devastating if it rains as much as it's expected to after what we've already had. I mean, one of our meteorologists, and I can't remember which one of them said it the other day, we could go a couple months without rain and probably be okay with how much we got on that last one. My trees in my yard, the vegetation can't take it anymore. Like, everything is just drenched and soaked, and we're about to get potentially another 2 to 4 inches over the next couple of days. It's going to be tricky.
Well, reading over the weekend about elements of the turnpike that were closed because water was coming up over, I mean, that's just staggering to me.
One of the more impressive. We flew the drone over it. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the more impressive pieces of video I've seen, to know that a turnpike is underwater. I mean, it was, and then on El Dorado Lake, I think they showed billions of gallons of water at a time being dumped or let loose. It's just all a little bit staggering to think about that much water. It's gonna be tough.
Well, we wish you all the best in dealing with it today, but stay safe. That's the most important thing. Just stay safe, and then you can work on staying dry. All right, a couple of other things to get to before we get to OTD coming up in about 7 or 8 minutes or so. We'll get to On This Day in History. You saw that Kareem Hunt was baptized. His general manager, John Dorsey, and his head coach, Freddie Kitchens, amongst those that were in attendance. Look, I don't ever take exception to someone finding their spirituality. And I believe Kareem Hunt, I would question perhaps maybe the motivation to get there. But be that as it may, to get to one's place where your faith is, where you have your faith in charge, and you're able to strike balance with that, that's a great thing. But Kareem Hunt is obviously understanding that he is on probably extremely thin ice, and he should be on thin ice. Is he handling it well to this point, do you think, up in Cleveland?
I haven't really heard anything until this, and this is obviously not a bad thing. When you hear that he's gone through some counseling, he's going to schools to talk. Now he's, you know, trying to refind a faith or something to get himself turned around and a new man. I'm always going to support
that. I'm for that. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think it changes a thing about what the punishment and the time he needs to serve as a football player. But I think that it gives more credence and ability to hoping that he can do it. And I'm glad that the Browns are there supporting him. They are taking somewhat of a risk to bring him in there. And the thing on all of these that's so hard is we want these coaches and these guys to be soulless we do and we don't. When something goes wrong, we want them to be heartless and soulless and you know, all business and you're gone, see you later, we never want to see you again. And then we also want them to have a heart when it comes. The reality is you care about the guys that you that you coach. Well, you should. Sometimes business gets in the way, and you know if the Browns are going to bring him in, they should be supporting him in his attempts and roads to recovery. Of course they should, and that's a good thing. And I get it. The skeptics are going to come out full force when they see that for one reason or another. But why would you root against it? Like, why would you root against Kareem Hunt's redemption or Tyreek Hill's redemption?
Oh, my God, I don't know.
You're not rooting for anything that they've done in the past, but why wouldn't you root for them being better in the future?
Well, yeah. Why wouldn't you root for anyone trying to make themselves better in a society that needs it, for goodness sakes? And one of the things that I thought was impressive is that he is reaching out of his own accord, not by any mandates of the court or his punishment from either the NFL or the Browns, but has been reaching out to kids in the Cleveland area, counseling, getting with them. I'm sure that it's cathartic for him and hopefully for youngsters that he's touching. Look, if you learn from your mistakes, and some degrees of mistakes can be far more egregious than others, and we understand the gravity of what he is paying his penance for. But if you're making progress, then it's a reclamation story worth telling. And you just hope that this is something or other that Kareem Hunt can stay on and make himself a better person. So, you know, I applaud him. I applaud him
well,
for that.
I'll tell you,
and hope that he is, you know, doing it for all the right reasons.
I am far more interested in his becoming a better person than him ever playing another snap of football.
Agreed.
There's no question. I mean, I care more about him doing this kind of stuff than I do if he ever scores another touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Don't care.
Yeah, I agree. On another page, Big Ben is hosting Steelers skill players at his lake house in Georgia for a little R&R, male bonding, team bonding, and on-field work. This after criticism that was fairly loud, I thought, Jacob, from several former players, including Antonio Brown, about the just kind of the isolation of Ben Roethlisberger and the final word and everything that went with it. He never really seemed to have, at least lately, much of a reputation for being a good teammate. So if this is the kind of thing that's nudging him towards that, even in appearances alone perhaps, it's probably a good thing for the Steelers, but it's kind of interesting to me. Got a lot of guys working on reputations right now in the offseason.
Yeah. way to go, Big Ben. You're being nice to your teammates. Now this one, I'm just like, what? Wouldn't you normally, like, hang out with your teammates? I don't know. Like, it's probably a good idea.
I think it is.
Whatever. That whole mess is... The Steelers drama has been some of the silliest drama I can remember.
And it's tiresome, isn't it? It's kind of
exhausting.
It's kind of good to have the Browns come along when they are.
Please
because
do.
The Steelers have become somewhat annoying in the drama that they seem to generate.
Their drama is not fun. Give me Bake staring down his ex-coach while running up the field all day. That's the kind of drama I'm here for. I don't care if the skill players of the Steelers are getting along in the lot. Like, give me Bake and the Browns and Beckham and all that. That's where the drama's coming next year.
I'm with you. And it's and it's fun because it's new and it's raw and it's all of the personalities coming together in Cleveland are going to make that a very interesting proposition. We'll find out if it's a competitive one, but a very interesting proposition to be sure. All right, we'll talk more about this coming up tomorrow. Give me your brief pulse check on what's going on in Kansas City defensively and the makeover that they're doing essentially from A to Z defensively.
Yeah, collectively, I think they're going to be better. I mean, I think you've brought in enough fresh and new and young talent with the new system, and you really can't be worse. So, and I say that because even if they're just a little better to me would have been enough to win a Super Bowl last year. So even a little better is highly encouraging. I didn't individually like the Frank Clark deal. You guys know that.
Mm-hmm.
But collectively, I think the defense is better. So We'll see. And maybe they're not even finished, but we got to see what the players out of the draft do. But if they can get a couple of those guys to go, they couldn't be worse. And if they're better, they're going to be ahead. I think I saw something today. They're favored in 12 of their first 15 games next year. So that's pretty good. And that's with the uncertainty surrounding Tyreek Hill.
Certainly wouldn't argue with that. I couldn't agree more. More conversation on that tomorrow. Straight ahead, OTD, on this day in sports history. It happened on this day, May 20th, and it's a courtesy of Superior Rents. You need it? They've got it. Superior Rents, your rental headquarters. Back in a moment.
Sports Daily with Bruce and Shane on KFH. Dial the studio at 869-1240.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.